trial for the things that he had to do.
Well, they had the circuit judge.
The circuit judge did all the trials.
Okay.
This just a bit pertained to the county.
Okay. He shouldn't really have been called a judge then, because that was a different job from judging.
No, he was just a chairman,
okay.
Really.
Okay.
But they called him the county judge.
Uh-huh. But you did go out and do work.
What?
You did work on roads and things yourself some, didn't you, and maintain?
Well, I'd go out with the roadmaster, and we went one trip. We after the freeway was finished in the early 70s, there they had some gravel left up Lead Canyon, and Alvin and I went up. Talked to Gordon Ball, representative, made a deal to buy that extra gravel, and there'd be things like that, go out and look at road projects, line up jobs for the next month or whatever.
You must have had other topics to discuss besides roads.
Wasn't there the garbage disposal thing that came up?
Yeah, that thing come along. You know, the DEQ, they got active along about that time, and they was going to shut down the city dump.
Fox Hill.
Yeah.
Is that right? Fox Hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was getting full?
Well, they claimed it was, and that it outlives its usefulness. So anyway, Meisner and Schott decided they'd heard about this garbage recycling mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. Somebody had started one down Eugene Way or somewhere, and they thought the DEQ said, you're going to have to shut this one down up here. Well, I took them out between Union and North Powder, and some of those old dry canyons up there. They could have buried garbage for ever, places like that. They could hold it up there. Well, they didn't go for that. Meisner, he said, recycling, that's the way to go. So I told him, I said, I think we'd ought to wait and see if it's going to work. Well, we're going to do it. Well, it was about time my term was about to expire, and so I could see the writing on the wall. And so I didn't run again. I went to Ralph Robinson to see if he would be interested in running, and he did. Well, they went ahead and got into that thing, and they spent, I think it was something like $6 million for a white elephant. Bob Davidson, that was on the city council, he told him it wouldn't work. Well, Meisner said, we've got it, we're going to make it work. But it didn't.
This depended upon trucking the garbage, didn't it? Or was it the recycling to be done here?
Oh, it's going to be here. They set up a plant out there, it meant $6,000, $6 million. It was going to segregate it, you know, and sell. Well, they said, we can recycle it and sell that stuff. It'll pay for itself. Mm-hmm. Well, if it costs more to recycle something than it does to build get new, you haven't gained anything.
Did you suggest maybe a pilot project would be a good idea?
Well, I suggested to close the dump up here and make a new one up North Powder.
Yeah, yeah. But that wouldn't involve any new technology.
No.
How were budgets determined for the county?
Well, that was kind of a... It's kind of like your personal income tax thing. You're all set up 1 year, And the next year, you kind of use the same form. And if there's something else comes along, why, you have to make room for that.
Well, did the budgets usually consist of items that had to be done routinely, like road maintenance,
sure,
garbage?
Sure.
What other responsibilities did the county have for running things?
Well, as you know, as time evolved, we've got all these other departments, DEQ and all these other things,
yeah,
that come in with new regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things they have to deal with nowadays.
So the county had to respond to,
yes,
the regulations that,
yeah,
they were told about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did the county have anything to do with the airport?
When I was on the commission, the city was running the, they were in charge of the airport, but the county, they appointed me to be a representative from the county to represent the county on the airport with the city. And along about that time, they appointed an advisory committee of people that were interested, or pilots that were interested, to give them input as to things that needed to be done out there. Well, the city was kind of bullheaded, and they never paid much attention to them, so they just disbanded, and the committee quit. And so they would lease the airport to an operator, and there was some good people come in, and they spent their own money and helped build the airport up, the business. And when the city see they were going to make a go, what they'd do is they'd jerk the rug out from under them. And the last one they tried to do that to was Bill Knight, and he was smart enough that he didn't go for it. And so the policy had to change then. And I forget just how it evolved then. But when I was involved there, if the city wanted snow plowed, or if they wanted weeds sprayed, they'd ask the county. Well, the county would send them a bill, and they'd say, well, this is a service to the county. So there was a conflict there. They didn't want to pay the county. So now it's the airport is run by the county. And I don't know just how well it's going. I know there's some, they use some of the equipment over at the golf course. You know, the county got into that golf course thing. I think that was a mistake. But anyway, I really haven't kept up with the thing, but I supported Lamoureux. I thought that, the thing that really disturbed people was when they got into that railroad thing.
Mm-hmm. While you were on this county commission, was there any discussion of having a county-wide library system?
Never discussed. No, it was never discussed.
Did you have some ideas occasionally about what needed to be discussed that nobody else had thought of?
Well, that garbage thing, that was one of them.
You were opposing what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Did you have any positive ideas about what county should be doing?
That other garbage thing would have been the best option.
Yeah. But you probably wouldn't have thought of that unless they decided they were going to close down the Fox Hill garbage dump, would you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just wondered if when you had the opportunity, even though you didn't ask for it, to be on the county commission, you started having ideas about what you'd like to see done in the county that wasn't being done, and maybe if you were on the county commission, you could see that they did get done.
Well, it was kind of a new bag for me, because I hadn't really followed the county thing. And the main thing back then was the road. You know, back then, the oil was cheap.
Yeah.
And we did quite a bit of oiling, paving some roads. But just before I'd got on the commission, why, they had shot and Hug decided they ought to have an oil road that went east and west through the valley and one north and south. Well, they went out there in Peach Lane and they didn't put a base, build it up. They just threw that asphalt down in the dirt. And the same way with Woodruff Lane. There wasn't anybody lived on it. They should have done the Hutchison Lane, but they didn't like Bill Cooper, because Bill lived on Hutchison Lane. So they threw that down in the mud, and now it's gone to pieces, and so they've had to gravel, just gravel. Things like that happen. Well, now, since fuel, diesel and everything is so high, they can't afford to buy asphalt. All they got money for now is to fix potholes. And they have bought new gravel and resurfaced a lot of these gravel roads in the county. That's been the mainest thrust here in the last few years. But as far as all the other things that come, I haven't kept up with it.
You did work on the school board, too, for a certain amount of years.
Which one?
Cole.